Malay, punctuated by very Malaysian English, and represents both the hodgepodge of cultures in urbanized Kuala Lumpur and the post-colonial use of English. After they make a mess of the lover's situation and start to row, Bunga, who had been mute throughout, at last speaks and takes charge of her own magic. We may read this as a parable of the regional ritual, appropriated as a national art form, whose struggle requires the intervention of the magic itself, at once Shakespeare's and Mark Yong's, to resolve. Ultimately, we could say it is not so much any individual play, or the stories, or even Shakespeare's poetry that is alive in East Asia, but all of these fused into the idea of Shakespeare that takes the stage in many vibrant forms.
The essay was written and presented by Yong Li Lan. This week's series was produced by Mohini Patel. This is BBC Radio 3 and now World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Sans souci, on vous supplie sans souci. An unexpectedly lovely session came my way a little while ago here on World on 3 with Po Girl, the Canadian duo of Alison Russell and Ona Teixeira. While they were here, Alison gave us a copy of her new album project with Chicago-based JT Nero. His band, The Clouds, and Po Girl have collaborated over the years, but this incarnation of JT and Alison as Birds of Chicago is the first fruits of the studio. And you might also remember a Po Girl version of Sans Souci as part of that session last month. Welcome to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Coming up tonight, we have a singer whose perception of folk song is one of the modern world. Jim Murray joins me later on in session. And we have releases from the South Pacific, the song-rich Cork-Kerry border of Ireland, Poland, Mali, Jamaica and the Isle of Skye. But let's start out with a collaborative recording that arose from the Africa Express project and a journey en route to Lagos with Honest John's Damon Albarn, drumming legend Tony Allen and the Red Hot Chili's Flea as the brains behind it all. Rocket Juice and the Moon. The title, they claim, was dreamed up by a designer in Lagos itself, but the rest of the idea, they're quite happy with, I think. Have a listen to The Unfadable, featuring rising star rapper from Ghana, Manifest, tipped by the BBC World Service art show The Strand as one of the acts to watch out for this year.
Yeah. All intents and purposes, I'm intense, can cause some people nervousness. My eyes close like folks at church services, so I can picture wings and fly like Ferguses. And on days when prejudice is my nemesis, I spend nights with light bright for emphasis. With no clue, I'm lost in a forest of fireflies, but a watch with wings to remind me the time flies. I remember growing up, the frequent lights off, the mosquito nests just to fight the bugs off. Chloe Queen was queen, Malevia was scarier. Mommy, what time I'd have my high heels, Mr. We grew sturdier, a bunch of unbreakables. Permanent ink, you should think we unfadable. If I yell pigeon sick off, we'd be relatable. That'd be just how we did, not debatable. And when danger looms, when I'm sipping ice kinky, a steady bob and weave like bone with it, kinty. Kickity, clickity, beating on his djembe. Oh, what a life, cheat on death till she upset. Ah. Juada, banada, guada, miminida. So ever ready, rock steady, minda, crack a dawn, broke, oh, I know, but 2-2-2, me tekre masem, dear, hey, you do, the thoughts are heavy, they're crooked and ready, these are the memories of hurricanes breaking the levees, I'm not a dog, grew up in Homo, never rode a bongo, I did fancy bongo, Charlie, what the young go, Charlie, I grow an asso, from young little boys to senior Eddie Donko, the future came sad and now the flames need fanning, I'm Usain Bolt, making records whilst running, picture as villainous, crime prince synonymous, runaway maroons, of course we are autonomous. The lion eat first, the remainder for the scavengers. Crucial as usual, science might be ominous. When danger looms, when I'm sipping ice kinky. Steady bop and weave like one with a kinty. Crickety, crickety, beating on this djembe. Oh, what a life, cheat on death so she upset.
We'll be right back.
A discovery of Glitterhouse Records in Germany, who recorded the young generation desert rockers Tammy Crest, and it was during those sessions that they came across a young dude working at the studio Bogolan in Bamako, Mali. Haruna Musa Koulibaly, aka Ben Zabo, was originally destined for the safe and respectable profession of pharmacist, at least his family thought so. He, however, had different ideas, and his particular brand of dancey Malian Afrobeat in the Bo language is going to be a favourite, I think. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy with World on 3, and it's time to introduce tonight's session guests, the contemporary face of English folk, Jim Murray, joined for this session at Maida Vale by Pete Judge on trumpet and Nick Cook on melodeon. Jim's just released a brand new album, Skulk, once again asserting, as he has done with each album since his debut, Sweet England, back in 2003, that folk song is part of the modern world.
This poor boy unto me was bound apprentice, because of being so fatherless. I took him out of St. James's workhouse, his mother being in deep distress. One day this poor boy to me offended, put nothing unto him did say. Up to the mainmast shroud I sent him, and kept him there all that long day. All with my marling spike I misused him, so shamefully I won't deny. And with the gasket rope I gagged him, because I could not bear his cries.
A very moody captain's apprentice there from Jim Murray, joined in the session for World on Three here at the Maida Vale Studios by Pete Judge on trumpet and Nick Cook on melodeon. Jim, it's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
First of all, that song is kind of a strange perspective for a song for murder songs and seafaring songs, but to have that confessional aspect is slightly unusual?
Yes, I suppose. Though there are quite a lot of songs of that nature that I know. There's a song called Hanged I Shall Be from Sussex, I think, that's got a similar mood. But it's very similar to Peter Grimes. And it was collected from a man called Dougie Carter, who's a fisherman in King's Lynn in Norfolk, which isn't that far up the coast from Suffolk, from Aldborough.
And there's almost something of Vaughan Williams in the way you've approached the arrangement of the song. Is that,
yeah,
is that
it was collected
thing?
By Vaughan Williams. It's not really consciously. I was just trying to bring out the melody. It's a song that hasn't been recorded that much. There aren't really any definitive folk revival recordings of that. So that's what I was looking for this record, songs that maybe people hadn't covered before.
And for the most part in the album, all bar two of the songs are traditional.
Yes.
And we're going to hear one of the new written ones a little later on. But tell me a little more about your thinking of how you, in your mind, place folk song in a modern world as a modern concept.
People quite often ask, how do you relate to songs that are about ploughboys or milkmaids or whatever? But for me, they're not about those things. They're about the things that they say about humanity underneath, if I can be pretentious for a second. But no, I mean, I've always thought that they're songs about the past, but they're also about the present and probably most importantly about the future. But yeah, I sing songs that I relate to. So it just feels like a non-issue to me.
So tell me, I suppose this next one would be a good example of how you go about this. It's one of the child ballads. It's,
yeah,
it's a mammoth story. Well, Lord Douglas, how do you make that one work?
It's based on child ballad number 8, which is called Earl Brand. But of all of the versions in child, it's in the first volume of child, which was published in 1850. So a lot of them are in Scots language. And I kind of had a look through, but there wasn't that many complete sections to work from for me. And it was really unlocked when I did this project, the Cecil Sharp Song Project, at the start of the year. And that was looking at songs that were collected by Sharp in the Appalachian Mountains. And what he was really looking for when he went over there were songs that may have maybe died out in Britain that had survived the journey across to the Appalachians and become old-time music and mountain music. So there was a version from a man called Philander Fitzgerald in particular, who had a big, big beard and was the father of 45 children, which is presumably how he got the name Philander. But that had this key line, sweethearts I will have again, but fathers I'll get no more. And that was the thing that really unlocked it for me. And then there's also Professor Child reckoned that this ballad was related to a Norse saga called Thedric's Saga, which has a whole subplot about a curse being placed on the two main characters. So I kind of incorporated that in. But I wrote a new tune and I've written bits of lyrics to fill in the gaps. And I think it's a far more rewarding process to do that than to just sing something out of a book.
Songs, as they've been collected, whether in books or as these wonderful recorded stores are digitised and disseminated in that way, they are kind of crystallised at a certain point in time.
So you're
not afraid to move that process on. It's not something that gives you bad dreams at night for playing with them.
I mean, I think it's a process that started with the second folk revival of the kind of 60s onwards of kind of reheating these songs and trying to breathe life into them again, because there was a gap when they weren't living, breathing things. You know, when the oral tradition very nearly died out. Not quite, but very nearly. And I think it's a process that I didn't feel that confident doing until very recently. But this song and a couple of others on the record are really important to me personally, because I feel that it's a story that I've managed to put more of myself in than I have before, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, let's hear it then, okay. Lord Douglas.
Wake, arise, you seven sleepers, so long before the day. For Lord Douglas comes all in your lady's chamber to steal his love away. Put on the gold and chains of silver. Don't let your father know that I will take in hand his youngest daughter, and to the hills we'll go. But there was one in the lady's house who heard what they did say. He rang the bells both loud and shrill, so long before the day. Awake, awake, arise, you seven brothers, put on your armor bright. For Lord Douglas comes all in your lady's chamber to steal his love by night. They had not road but few short miles together. The wooded green. Well, lie down, he says, my own true lover. The dawn is coming in. This wood and the ash grew up together across the wooded plain. And all the trees and the green would start to tremble to whisper Douglas' name. I think I hear your father's steed. His hooves upon the ground. I will wager that it won't be long till we have found. But I have run from all that was before me and put my house to shame. So fear the curse my mother placed upon me. I dare not speak my name. Well, lie down, he says, my own true lover, and hold my steed to stand while I do go and fight your seven brothers and the father just at hand. So well she stood and held his horse in harness, she never shed a tear until his keening blade took seven brothers and the father she held so dear. Hold your hand, my love, she says, your strokes are wondrous sore, for sweethearts I will have again, but father I'll get no more. Hold off, Lord Douglas, she calls towards him, she's called him by his name. For all the blood that you've shed in anger, love runs in every vein. Oh, you must choose, oh, choose then, Lady Margaret, if you do stay or bide. Well, I must go with you into the green wood, since you have left no guide. So he's placed her on the saddle seat beside him, his sword hung to the ground, and how his wounds did tremble and did quiver, and soaked his shirt with blood. Lie down and rest, my love, she says, I fear that you were slain. Your body trembles to the touch, there's not much life within. They had not rode but a few short miles together till they came to the town. Oh, mother, make my bed, then cries Lord Douglas, for I want to lie down. But slowly, slowly the sun rose up before them, and the cocks began to crow. For every wound Lord Douglas had upon him, the crimson blood did flow. Lord Douglas died so long before the morning, his love she died tomorrow. Lord Douglas died, the wounds her father gave him, his lady died sorrow. She was buried in the yard, and he was buried by her. Out her heart a crimson rose, out his heart a briar. The briar and the rose grew up together till they could get no higher. And there they twined a true love's knot together.
Thanks a lot to Jim Murray, Simon Judge and Nick Cook. And there's more from them later on in tonight's World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. Madredeus is a Portuguese band who've been part of the traditional music scene there since way back in the mid-80s. They really made it big beyond home shores, though, when Wim Wenders had them play in his 1994 film Lisbon's Story. And they went on to become million sellers home and abroad. The band's been on hold for the past few years, with their original singer leaving. but they're back together now with Beatriz Núñez as the new lead vocalist. And their new album is a combination of old and new repertoire, welcoming in the new singer while still remaining faithful to their existing fan base. From Esencia, which is out just this week, this is O Pomar das Laranjeiras.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, definitely a first for me to be introducing a flute and tuba duo. That was the French pairing of Jean-Luc Thomas and Michel Godard, blending the worlds of trad, jazz and contemporary music with the traditional Cretan karsilamas. And it comes from their new album, On Heroustica, and it's called The Beautiful Woman Who Cries. Before that was Madrideus from their new album, Essencia. And I'll be playing something later on from their original singer, Teresa Salgueiro, who launches her solo album later this month. Now, our session tonight comes from Jim Murray, who guested on Aeneas Mitchell's Hadestown project last year, a reworking of the legend of Orpheus in the underworld. Aeneas is back in the UK very soon with her new album, Young Man in America. And here she is with one of the songs. Anais Mitchell from her powerful new album Young Man in America. And we'll stay with the solo female voices and another connection with the Orpheus myth. The next album is a new release, a second album from English singer Faye Heald. Orpheo is out next month on Topic Records, and this is just a little of what to expect from Faye and a fairly stellar backing band, including husband John Bowden, Andy Cutting and Martin Simpson. This is The Parson's Gate.
The huntsman blows his horn in the morn, and we all hunting go, and we'll go hunting out, and we'll all our hunting go, and all me fancy dwells on Nancy. I'll sing tally ho, me boys, I'll sing tally ho. The fox jumped over the parson's gate, the hounds all after him go, the hounds go after him, oh, all the hounds all after him go, and all me fancy dwells on Nancy. I'll sing tally ho, me boys, I'll sing tally ho. The parson had a pair to wed, when the hounds come full in view, he just tossed his surplice over his head and bid them all adieu. He just tossed his surplice over his head and bid them all adieu. And all his fancy dwells on Nancy. I'll sing tally-ho, me boys, I'll sing tally-ho. Despise a soldier lad, though his station be but low, his station be but low, though his station be but low. For all his fancy dwells on Nancy, I'll sing tally-ho, me boys, I'll sing tally-ho. So pass the can around, me boys, for we all home must go, for we all home would go, for we all home will go. And if you ask me of this song the reason for to show, I'll say I don't exactly know, I don't exactly know. Blows his horn in the morn, and we all hunting go, and we'll go hunting now, and we'll all our hunting go, and all me fancy dwells on Nancy. I'll sing tally ho, me boys, I'll sing tally ho.
I just love their musical imagination. Fayfield's new album, Orfeo, was followed by longtime favourites of mine, the Warsaw Village Band. That was My Fate from the album Nord, which is a celebration of northern peoples, Slavic, Scandinavian and Inuit alike. And their percussionist, Maciej Szakowski, will be showcasing his new project, Ruta, here in session on the 22nd of June. It's also a percussionist behind this next project, former Peat Bog Fairies drummer Ian Copeland from the Isle of Skye. Circumstances dictated that Ian had to look at alternative ways of making music than humping drum kit around, and so a trad music project based around his laptop began to take shape. The result was Sketch, and he's joined here by the likes of Salsa Celtica piper Ross Ainsley and Scots-Swedish Gaelic singer Maeve McKinnon for the debut album that's finally made it to the outside world after something of a long gestation. This track is part song, part dance tune, the latter by whistle player Fraser Shaw and the former by Maeve herself, originally for a project called the St Kilda Tapes, brainchild of guitarist David Allison. In this form, though, it becomes the Earthship, named after an eco-house on the Highland Sutherland coast, built entirely from old tyres.
Thank you.
Ian Copeland and friends, including Gaelic singer Maeve McKinnon. That was Sketch from their debut album Shed Life, and it's out on Ian's own Sky Records label. After that, we heard the young Brazilian songstress Seu with Asfalto e Ciel, and that comes from the album Caravana Sereia Bloom, and it's out on 6 Degrees Records. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and it's time to return to our studio guests for this evening. Jim Murray, who's joined on the session by Pete Judge on trumpet and Nick Cook on melodeon, and they've been showcasing songs from the new album Skulk. But this next song is Jim in solo glory, and it's not from the album, so just set the scene for us,
no,
Jim.
No, it's not. It's a song I started singing a couple of years ago because I live in Bristol, where it's quite a big deal, but it was the anniversary of the abolition of slavery a few years ago, which was a big festival in Bristol, and I started singing this song as a kind of relevant song. So it's called The Flying Cloud. My name is William Hollander, as you shall understand. I was born in the county of Waterford, in Erin's lovely land. I and at the age of 17, a beauty upon me shone, and I was my parents' pride and joy, I being their only son. Well, my father bound me to a trade in Waterford's fair town, for he tied me to a butcher there by the name of Billy Brown. And I wore that bloody apron for 3 long years or more, till I shipped on board the Ocean Queen belonging to Tremor. When I arrived at Bermuda's Isle, I met with Captain Moore, the commander of the Flying Cloud, all out of Baltimore. And he asked me if I'd sail with him on a slaving voyage to go,
to the balmy shores of Africa, where the sugar canes do grow. Well, all went well till we arrived on Africa's burning shore, where 500 of those poor slaves from their native homes we tore, and we chained them up together and we flung them down below, where scarce 18 inches to a man, it was all they had to show. But then the plague and the fever came on board and took half of them away. So we dragged their bodies up on deck and we flung them in the sea. And I thought it might have been better for the rest of them if they'd have died as well, not to fear the lash nor feel the chains in Cuba forevermore. But now our money is all gone and we must sail again. So Captain Moore came up on deck and he said unto us men, you know there's gold and silver to be had if with me you'll remain. Come, let's fly the pirate's flag aloft and go sail the Spanish main. All agreed but three young men, so we set them on the shore. Two of them were Boston boys and the third's from Baltimore. And I wish to God I'd join those men when they were set on shore. For I chose a wild and a reckless life serving under Captain Moore. Cause we robbed, we plundered, many's the ship down on the Spanish main, causing many's the widow and orphan in sorrow to remain. But to those crews we showed no mercy, we dealt them a watery grave. For the saying of our captain is, dead men tell no tales. And pursued we were by many's the ship, by frigate and liner too, till at length the man of war the Dungeness hove in view. And we fought till Captain Moore was slain and 50 of our men. But then their chain shot tore our mainmast down. We were forced to surrender then. So it's now in Newgate jail I lie, bound down in iron chains, for robbing and for plundering down on the Spanish main. For the jury found me guilty, now I am condemned to die. Young man, a warning by me take, and lead not such a life as I. So it is fare thee well to Waterford and those girls that I adore. I'll never kiss your ruby lips nor squeeze your hands no more. For it's liquor and hard company have made a wreck of me. Come, young men, a warning by me take and shun pirates' company.
Jim, it's a song where nobody really comes out of that very well, does it?
No, I mean, I like it because he tries to do his best, but he doesn't always get it right. But when he's done something fairly morally objectionable, at least he realises after the fact.
Is it not quite a difficult song to sing? Because each aspect of the story is one that we are familiar with, but especially the beginning part, it is told again from a very personal point of view
that gives it a contemporary
feel to it, I suppose, again relating to it as a human, like you were saying earlier.
Yes. I mean, I think it's quite an epic story as well, so it does tend to take you on the journey that quite often you've forgotten how it ends when you begin the song, and then it surprises you as the singer as well, as much as it surprises the audience, I think.
Now, the other songs that you've been singing in the session for us, they come from the new album, Skulk.
Yes.
Tell me about the title and tell me about your beautiful companion on
the
cover.
A skulk is a collective noun for foxes, so a skulk of foxes. But yes, I was joined by Sorrel the Fox on the cover. It turns out there's a big private zoo in Oxfordshire where all the animals for film and TV live, a big film and TV animal company. So Sorrel and her brother, I don't know the male fox's name, but they use the female fox for anything that involves being handled and the male fox for anything that involves being confident and walking.
Is this to avoid eau de fox?
Yeah, a little bit. I think so. But it was great. It was a photo shoot set up to get the opportunity to stroke a fox, really. So
and why the skulk? Why go for that for this particular album title?
I don't know. It just felt appropriate, really. I mean, there is a song called Skulk that didn't make it onto the record, but the cover and the title remained, really. But the song Skulk particularly has this imagery of... there's a thing in quite a lot of child ballads of... I dreamt my sons were six fine hounds and I was the fox on the hill. And that's the line it really comes from. And it just seemed right for this record. It's a lot more of a traditional record than I've made before, but then again, it's traditional in a different way to how you might perhaps expect.
Now, your final song for this session comes from a recent guest on this show, okay. Aeneas Mitchell.
Yeah.
And last year, we both had the privilege of taking part in live versions of her Hadestown project. How did it feel being the English Hades? Well, not the English Orpheus to Martin Carthy's Hades.
It was brilliant. It was great. You know, the greatest musician that ever lived. There's no pressure playing Orpheus, but no, it was a really good project to be involved with, and I'm forever indebted to Aeneas for asking me to do it, really. But I enjoyed singing this song so much that I carried on singing it.
Well, we'll get Pete and Nick back in to join you for this final song, I think.
Yeah, go on.
If it's true what they say, if my love has gone for good, you can take this heart away. You can take this flesh and blood. Take my mouth, kiss the mouth. Take my tongue, sung a praise. Take my arms, they used to reach out in the dark where she lay. If it's true what they say, I'll be on my way. If it's true what they say, if there's nothing to be done, if there's no part to be played, if there's no song to be sung, take this voice, take these hands, I can't use them anyway. Take this music and the memory of the muse from which it came. It's true what they say, I'll be on my way. We can all be on our way if it's true what they say. But the ones who tell the lies always solemnest to swear. And the ones who load the dice always say the toss is fair. And the ones who deal the cards are the ones who take the tricks with their hands over their hearts while we play the game they fix. The ones who speak the words always say it is the last. No answer will be heard to the question no one asks. So I ask you as a brother, I ask you as a friend, I ask you as a lover, and I ask you once again, is it true what they say?
Thanks again to Jim Murray, Pete Judge and Nick Cook for a great session. And the new album is called Skulk. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy here on World on 3. And we're on to another sound world altogether. To one of the most remote of the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. And from Jim's fox to the flying fox of this next track. Panpipes, log drums and stomping tubes. The music world of the Ari Ari people is represented here by Nara Serato, who'll be visiting World Music Fest WOMAD in Wiltshire in July. The music here is from a new album, Warato, which takes up the ethos of their ancestors, a little seed of goodness in everything. And the flying fox, well, he's the subject of this song, left vulnerable by the commercial logging that destroys his environment and makes the bamboo for the band's instruments harder to find. ¶¶
mam si nunga fo wa pili mo seri koko mam nunga fo
We go living at the time of hell, me say. We give all na the ditch in the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. Yo, so give glory to the great one. Be careful, never swear by the fake one. Cause them can't take bribery to the gate, man. Them no know the hours, them will never know the date, man. Love is asleep, get ready for the wait, man. Scientologists, them believe in a space, man. Yo, the great book did tell me say. We go living at the time of hell, me say. We keep falling on the ditch in the well, me say. See it on them get caught in the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. You, apocalypse is here. Use them now fear. We no blind to society, we see it clear. Mankind is them own destruction of fear. Radiation polluted and balance the scale. Them no live to the means. All them believe in a war, fear and schemes. Look, they don't fall off them wicked regimes. They but live for the dreams. Yo, the great book did tell me say. We are gonna live in a the time of hell, me say. We keep falling out the ditch in a the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in a the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. Wicked heart them end up in a cell, me say. True the greed them end up compel, me say. Yo, so when mankind gets so evil, us to keep courage when the fate won't leave with us. You see the struggles we've been through, just see with us. In a dangerous time when it's serious, give me strength, oh Jah, never leave with us. Yo, I see the kingdom calling. Yo, I hear your trumpets calling. So I pray on my knees when I rise in the morning. The great book did tell me say, we are gonna live in a the time of hell, me say. We keep falling out the ditch in a the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in a the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. Wicked heart them end up in a cell, me say. True the greed them end up compel, me say. Glory to the great one. Be careful, never swear by the fake one. Cause them can't take bribery to the gate, man. Them don't know the hour, them don't know the date, man. No fast sleep, them ready for the wake, man. Silent at the distance, them believe in a space, man. Yo, the great book did tell me, say. We are gonna live in a the time of hell, me say. We keep falling out the ditch in a the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in a the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me, say. Wicked heart them end up in a cell, me say. To the greed them end up compel me say. Words in peace, so me pray with it. Yo, whether I agree or disagree with it. Yo, speak freely, no mean with it. So we deal with it, never lead with it. Yo, free speech, get real with it. Yo, if you ever disagree with it. Yo, speak freely, no mean with it. So we deal with it, never lead with it. Yo, the great book did tell me say. We are gonna live in a the time of hell, me say. We keep falling out the ditch in a the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in a the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. Wicked heart them end up in a cell, me say. True the greed them end up compel, me say. Yo, the great book did tell me say. We are gonna live in a the time of hell, me say. We keep falling out the ditch in a the well, me say. Satan and them get caught in a the spell, me say. The great Elohim dream and tell me say. Wicked heart them end up in a cell, me say. True the greed them end up compel, me say.
We heard last week from the Zeta Swan Band from Belgium, collaborating with musicians from Burkina Faso. And following on from the sounds of the Pacific, there was another collaboration centering on that country. This time, Burkina Electric, a three-way meeting between New York-based percussionist Lucas Ligeti, German soundscaper Pyrolator, and singer Mylingani, and guitarist Wendy K. Blass from Burkina Faso. Last up there was Jamaica via the Bronx, courtesy of Garrison Hawk, being given a big up by the legendary rhythm section of Sly and Robbie on a debut album produced by Bill Laswell. Well, we heard earlier from the great Portuguese band Madredeus, with a new singer up front since the departure of their original vocalist, Teresa Salgueiro. Teresa, though, will be at London's Union Chapel on the 26th of this month to launch her own solo album, O Mysterio, out on Clepsydra Musica, and she's in very fine form, judging by the opening track here, A Batalha.
passa cada dia e o sonho é o lugar da criação.
Teresa Salgueira was first up there from her new album O Mysterio, and that gig at the Union Chapel in London is the 26th of May. That was followed by a pair of tunes from three of my very favourite Irish musicians, mighty performers in their own right. Clare Fiddler par excellence, Martin Hayes, Dublin Fiddler, Caoimhín O'Reilly, and Padraig O'Riordan, son of the great Sean and mentor of the Afro-Celts Iarla O'Linard. The three of them have gotten together for a second album of friends, tunes, songs and airs, straight up, no messing, recorded in the house in Cooley, a part of the world where there's a song on just about everybody's lips. It really is a very special place. The tunes there were An Brún Báistí, The Raindrop and The Mouse Reel. And as for that slightly unusual string sound, Caoimhín plays a fabulous hybrid hardanger with an additional playing and resonant string. He calls it a kind of cross between a hardanger fiddle and a viola d'amore. So we started out tonight with a band which began its life in Vancouver, although Po Girl are now more an East Coast affair. But this next act are definitely Canadian West Coast, although their inspirations are down south bluegrass and modern Americana acts like Bella Fleck. Viper Central are headed for Ireland and the UK this summer, where they'll be armed with their new album, Thump and Howl.
Onye manya, ndi obodo anyị manya bịala. Onye manya, bute manya, ọkụ ezigbo manya. Nyetụ m ka nṅụtụkwa
Nyamunke 1 naira.
Mana.
Nyamunke 2 naira.
Mana.
Nyamunke 3 naira.
Mana.
Nyamunke 4 naira.
Mana.
Okezukwa.
Africa. Viper Central and their slice of Thump and Howl were followed by the latest vintage deliciousness from Soundway Records, with Miles Clary devoting a whole album to the Funkees. They featured on his Nigeria special series already, but as Eastern Nigeria's number one funk outfit in the 70s, the label decided they deserved an outing all to themselves. And that's just about it for tonight. Thanks to all, as ever, especially James Birtwistle in the studio, Jim Murray and friends for the session, Martin Webb for manful management of strange travel arrangements, and Felix Carey for consummate production. Our last bird to sing is Southern-based Scot Ewan McLennan from his new album of that same name on Fellside Recordings. It's a tribute to Joe Glenton, a soldier posted to Afghanistan who was court-martialed and jailed for refusing to complete a tour of duty in a war he resolutely opposed. Good night.
Joined the forces when he was young and he fell right into their hands. The story was spun a steady wage in adventures, fighting terror in foreign lands. This life of a soldier had thrilled and enticed him as no other job had done. He'd read and was told of the beauty of freedom that spread by our planes and our guns. So after 2 years of service in Colchester barracks, transporting bullets and shells, through the ranks ran a murmur as the orders were given. Excitement rose and it fell. But as they descended to Kandahar city, a grim silence fell over the plain. Shots of mortars rang in the distance like threats from a sky turning grey. Joe Glenton, he has been sentenced for refusing to fight and to kill. The sharp eyes of the judge and the cold cuffs were on him as he was led away to the jail. There the days and the weeks stumbled into each other, soon the months were passing him by. Nothing was leaving the compound but coffins, and rockets tore through the night sky. Reports came daily of villages bombed to frighten insurgents away. Reports came daily of villages bombed, only bones and ashes remain. While these embers were smouldering, the story unfolded, led him to question the cause. All we have ever brought to this land are the scars and tissues of war. And as their tour drew to a close, he vowed he would never return. He told his captain, who threatened and screamed, these thoughts are not a soldier's concern. Joe Glenton, he has been sentenced for refusing to fight and to kill. The sharp eyes of the judge and the cold cuffs were on him as he was led away to the jail. He was faced with a choice to resist or return to the front. But the villagers' cries and the general's lies, he'd made up his mind to confront. And on the day he walked out to the barracks to the squad, he shouts for support. In the face of treason, he laid down his reasons and threw off the terrors of war. Soon the military tried to throw him in jail and they banned him from speaking his mind. But Joe Glenton continued to follow his conscience through the hard days, the grit and the grind. Armed with only his story and all he had witnessed, he travelled and gave his account. Under threat of arrest as he rose to address the crowds who gathered around. Joe Glenton, he has been sentenced for refusing to fight and to kill. The sharp eyes of the judge and the cold cuffs were on him as he was led away to the jail. After months of dispute and hounding pursuit, they caught him and brought him to trial. The judge rose to address the military court and sentenced Joe Glenton to jail.
No medals or crosses of gold or of bronze are pinned to Joe Glanton's lapel. No handshakes or service for courage or conscience, instead condemned to rebel. So he served his time to the prison clock's chime of 9 months that were buried and gone. Back out on the street, unrepentant, unbroken, determined to take the fight on. Well, he wasn't the first and he won't be the last to stand up and utter these tones. But the words of a rebel shake and unnerve them as other young soldiers look on. Joe Glanton, he has been sentenced for refusing to fight and to kill. The sharp eyes of the judge and the cold cuffs were on as he was led away to the jail. Joe Glanton, he was sentenced, but the criminals dance free today. There were many before him, there'll be many after, who question instead of obey.
I'm John Shea, and Some Americans in Paris begin today's Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, a concert from last October by the French National Orchestra and conductor David Zinman, which starts with Samuel Barber and ends with Charles Ives. In between, an honorary American, Stravinsky's first big musical statement after he fled the war in Europe, his Symphony in Three Movements. Barber began his lyrical violin concerto in Switzerland in the summer of 1939, but he too was back in the States when he completed it. The soloist's sponsor complained that the first two movements were too easy for his protégé, and then again when the finale proved too difficult. No complaints from our soloist here, Lisa Batiashvili.